This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is 88 Minutes. Al Pacino is a professor of forensic psychology, and one day he gets a phone call from someone telling him he has only 88 minutes to live. Now he has to figure out who made the call before his 88 minutes are up.
Yeah.
You have 88 minutes to live.
Who's this?
Tick-tock.
Who the hell is this?
Al Pacino in an intense suspense mystery. Now that sounds great. Well, except that it wasn't. The stories seemed to be just thrown together. It's like we were watching a horribly edited home movie. The story was so bad even Al couldn't get into it. You never once believed that his life was in danger, and none of the other actors helped at all. The acting was even worse, way worse for those guys. If you feel like you have to see this movie though in a theater, you better hurry because it will probably be on DVD in like a week or so. So in a movie night traffic light, 88 minutes is a red light. The next movie is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. So what does a guy do when he's just been dumped by his girlfriend? Well, obviously you go to Hawaii for some relaxation and end up staying at exactly the same resort where his ex is vacationing with her new rock star boyfriend.
Everywhere I look, I'm reminded of her.
Why don't you go on a vacation?
I could go to Hawaii.
Welcome to Turtle Bay and enjoy your stay. Peter? What are you doing here?
Came here to murder you.
This week is full of movies with lame stories, and yes, this is one of them too, lame and raunchy. In fact, I think Hollywood has created a whole new genre of movies in the last couple of years, the raunchy genre, and this one has its own special twist, full frontal male nudity, which sounds way better than the idea actually turns out. It's not good. I'm so over this kind of movie, especially when it's not done well, so on our movie night traffic light, Forgetting Sarah Marshall is a red. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and try to enjoy the movies.